We have rent to pay. These are just debts and just obligations. Now, he could have given part of that, but to throw away all of it is to use a virtue to an excess. Now, you can do that with virtues. You can do that with any good thing.
The people you know and trust are on EWTN.
Did you know that your body has a theology? Original solitude. What is that? In Genesis, God, who is three persons in one, says, "Let us make man in our image, perfect love and perfect giving." So Adam is created, in the image and likeness of God. Adam wants to give too, but he can't quite give in the same way. He's not God. When God invites Adam to name the animals, Adam realizes he's different. They cannot name themselves. When he is tasked by God to cultivate the earth, Adam is aware of his duty towards God. No other animal has this self-awareness. Adam knows what he is not, but not what he is. This knowledge of himself as being different is Adam's experience of original solitude.
I'm Clarissa Chichioko for Creative Catholic Works. For more on the theology of the body, you can find us at creativecatholicworks.org.
This is listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820 on WVSG Columbus and FM 88.3 WSGR New Boston, Portsmouth.
Here we are again, day three of the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Fall Spirit Drive. I'm Elizabeth Ficicelli, host of Answering the Call. Boy, that was a lot of fun hours of giving, and I know Father David Sizemore is excited. He reached his goal. There'll be no living with that guy now. But we're not going to stop the giving. We have our listeners with us again for the next couple of hours. And the number to call is 614-459-4820, stgabrielradio.com. You know, we're about a work here. We are about a work of not only proclaiming the truth and beauty of our Catholic Church out there to Central Ohio and beyond, but we're about a work these particular days in our Fall Spirit Drive to ask you for your ongoing support to this station, to operate this station. I'll talk about our goals for the next couple of hours. But what I want to do also is welcome in one of our guests now for this half hour. We've been really featuring deacons, and I love that because deacons are such a strong part of the backbone of our parishes. They do so much for us, and we're so blessed to have so many beautiful, courageous men step forward as deacons. And I have joining me this half hour, and I just want to make sure we do have him on the line. Bill, do we have him on the line yet? Perfect. Deacon Jeff Hurdley, he's over at St. Mark's. Good morning, Deacon Hurdley.
Good morning, Elizabeth. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
All right. Well, before we start talking about goals and what we're going to set out to do this half hour, can you please lead us in a prayer?
Sure. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of AM 820, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, which enriches the lives of so many people. And we pray that during this spirit drive, you would move the hearts of your faithful to contribute to this effort so that the good work of this ministry may continue through Christ our Lord. Amen. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen. Great prayer. Great way to start us off this half hour. Thank you so much, Deacon Hurdley. And so let me go over these goals that we have for the next 3 hours, because we need to start all over again. So the next 3 hours, we have a goal of 40 total gifts. And that is going to be specifically, we're looking for 17 sustaining members. Sustaining membership is a person who gives $20 or more a month. And we're seeing a lot of those come in. That's just that really important ongoing revenue that it's needed to operate the station, so the station knows that's coming in a monthly basis. You sign up, and it's easy, done. You don't have to think about it the rest of the year. And some people are increasing their membership. That is awesome. So if you're able to do that, you know, another $5, $10, $20, please do that now, 614-459-4820. We are looking for two leadership gifts. That's $1,000 or more. We're looking for that these next 3 hours. And one gold leader. This is a new category, but there are people who are for stepping forward to do this. This would be a $5,000 gift. That's like the amount of 20 sustaining memberships. So, I mean, it's a huge gift, but there are people who are, thanks be to God, blessed and able to do that. We're looking for one of those. That'll be very exciting the next 3 hours, as well as a business member. We want to see a business member. If you own a business, it's $60 a month. You'll get 100 plus mentions a year. And we are hearing it over and over how that really does pull through some business to your products, to your services. So please do that. We've got Deacon Hurdley. We've got all these special things we're giving as thank yous. We have all callers during the drive at 614-459-4820 are eligible to win an all-expense-paid trip down to EWTN and Mother Angelica's Shrine of the Most Blessed Sacrament in Alabama. Yeah, that's very cool because I've been there. It's awesome. And then all current and new sustaining members during the drive are invited to stop by the station, and we have a hardcover prayer book, The Bible Rosary, The Life of Jesus, just as our way to say thank you. And before we get into any more talking, Deacon Hurdley, we already have some gifts on the board, so should I go ahead and announce those?
Sure. Yeah. That's
all right. Wonderful. Well, let's get started. To start us off on this hour, we have Ted and Mary at St. Pius. Now, this is very special to me because St. Pius was my former parish. I know Ted and Mary, so I want to say thank you so much for your gift. They are giving in honor of John and Jeannie Swisher's challenge. They are dear friends of mine also, so prayers and love to John and Jeannie Swisher. And Ted and Mary say they love all the programming, and they appreciate especially Bill, Dave, Colleen, Margie, as do I, of course. That is our crew at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, who are there every day keeping the station up and running. And Ted and Mary, I'm going to send you a challenge to please let people know I'm on the air the next 2 hours. I want to hear from all my friends, my Goombas from St. Pius, to pick up the phone, 614-459-4820. It'd be a lot of fun to hear from you. You can also donate at stgabrielradio.com. And I want to say thank you to Jane from St. Bridget of Kildare. She has phoned in a gift in honor of Bishop Brennan, who, by the way, will be on with me later today, this afternoon. And, you know, she says she is grateful that we have a fine Catholic radio station, and it's true. We have an amazing station. Not everybody has Catholic radio, so thank our blessings. Only possible with your support, 614-459-4820. So, Deacon Hurdley, I love this fact about you that I found out that you had been a fallen away Catholic, and now you're a deacon. Just tell us a little bit about that leap.
Well, it's a long story.
Have to summarize it for the drive, but sometime I'm going to get you on answering the call, and I want to hear every detail.
Well, I'll tell you, at the time of my life when I was young, I had some issues about the church teaching that I had concerns about. And then I met my wife, my future wife, and she was not a Catholic, and her grandfather was a Baptist minister, and he was very concerned that one of his favorite granddaughters was going to marry a Catholic. So it was at that point in my life that I thought, well, this might be a time to make a change, and I left the church and started looking for different churches. I found my way into the Episcopal Church and was really benefited by the people that I met at the Episcopal Church. And we just had a wonderful time there. We raised our family, and we were doing fine, but I felt that there was something missing. There were certain issues that were coming up within the church that we were attending where I was concerned about the position that was being taken on these. It didn't seem as though it was in line with the tradition as I knew it. So I thought, you know, it might be time to go back to the Catholic Church. And I went back and have been just overwhelmed and blessed by the rich tradition of the church. And the Lord has just worked powerfully in my life, and I think in the life of my wife, too. I mean, our relationship has gotten better, and we're just growing as a result of coming back into the church and being able to benefit again from the rich tradition of the Catholic Church.
And then she, as you say, is sharing in that as well. So you not only kind of came back yourself, but you brought her into it as well.
Yes.
That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. You know, we're hearing about that on Catholic radio, how many people were, like you said, you fell away for whatever reason and at some time in your life and found your way back to to the Catholic Church. Many are saying Catholic radio was a huge part of that journey. So we have, those are technically what we call reverts. We have the cradle Catholics who were born and raised, but are saying, this is the first time I'm feeling catechized in my faith by listening to Catholic radio. We have converts like myself, you know, born and raised not Catholic, in fact, by anti-Catholic parents, and look what God does over in my life. So, you know, and Catholic radio was a huge part of that for me as well. And we have non-Catholics who have been listening to us, faithfully listening, supporting the station, which is awesome. So, you know, and then entering, many of them entering the church. So, you know, let's maybe give an honor of someone, maybe it was yourself that fell away and came back with a passion, or, you know, someone who has fallen away, and you'd like to do a gift for them now. 614-459-4820, stgabrielradio.com. That's how you can be a part of the Fall Spirit Drive. We're still looking for 35 gifts between now and 1 p.m. That's 15 more sustaining members, two leadership gifts, a gold leader gift. The gold leader gift is $5,000. Those are very big, but very exciting. And a business member gift. We're looking for that. And before we go to our audio clip, let me give a couple more thank yous. The phones are lighting up. I want to say thank you to Karen and Greg over at St. Mary's in Delaware, beautiful parish. And they just have become a gift, given a gift as a sustaining member. And I think what that really says is they are sustaining members and they are giving an additional gift. And you're welcome to do that. So in addition to their beautiful support as a sustaining member, they are giving an additional gift to help during the drive, and they are giving in honor, oh, I love this priest, Father David Schock, who married them, and Father Garland. They love volunteering and answering the phones. And so thank you so much, Karen and Greg, for your love and support of Catholic Radio, for making that additional gift to your sustaining membership. And you can do that as well at 614-459-4820. They're helping us with our goals today. And Carolyn over at St. Cecilia for her online gift at stgabrielradio.com. And she says, I listen to St. Gabriel all day while at work. And we love to accompany you on your commutes, in your homes, at your job, and love that we are supporting you day in and day out here at St. Gabriel. Let's jump over to our clip right now. This is a favorite on Catholic Radio. He'll be a saint one day. Father John Ricardo from Christ is the Answer, 7 a.m. every Monday through Friday, and he's talking about the Eucharist. So let's listen.
There was a report that came out in 2008, and among the questions that were asked amongst those Catholics that they polled throughout the country, this is a pretty extensive poll, the question was asked accordingly, which of the following statements best agrees with your belief about the Eucharist and Holy Communion? This is to Catholics last year. Jesus Christ is really present in the bread and the wine of the Eucharist. 57% said that. 43% said bread and wine are symbols of Jesus, but Jesus is not really present. 43% of Catholics, 43% of those who come to Mass, who come up and receive the Eucharist, think that what they're receiving is just a symbol. They don't know what we teach. Undoubtedly, some of us are in that category and for whatever reason are confused on that, but that's not what the church teaches. We teach that the Eucharist is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus. That he is, to all the questions that are asked, like, what is it? It's his sacramental presence. So it's the glorified, risen Christ. I mean, it's not a literal. Jesus doesn't look like bread, clearly. All right? If the Lord appeared in this room as he is in glory, we would be on the ground. But just as he hid himself once under the appearance of humanity, he hides himself under the appearance of bread and wine. And it's bread and wine. I'm always struck by there's a Italian priest who preaches in the papal household. His name's Father Cantalamessa, who I know some of us have heard of, and he reads and or writes often in the internet, publishes books, preaches retreats for the Holy Father. He's been doing this for decades. And I heard him at a Eucharistic Congress once, and he says, you know, it's significant that the Eucharist is not bread and water. Bread and water is a symbol of sustenance. Wine is not a symbol of sustenance. Wine is a symbol of joy. The Eucharist is this extraordinary gift of joy. So the Eucharist is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus. And our reason for holding that is simply the authority of Jesus himself, who taught, whether it's in John 6, which is a passage of most significant import, or whether it's the institution accounts of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, or of Paul in 1 Corinthians that he records, which is the oldest and earliest account of what it is that Jesus said in the Eucharist, because 1 Corinthians is older than the apostles. Jesus' words are, "This is my body, and this is my blood." There is no footnote there in the original Greek. And it's worth noting that when Jesus is saying over and over again to the people in John chapter 6, where he's talking about the need to feed on, it's a little bit more graphic than that, to gnaw on or chew on my flesh and to drink my blood, as you can anticipate, the people go, "You must be joking."
That's, of course, the voice of Father John Ricardo, Christ is the Answer, that you get to hear 7 o'clock every Monday through Friday on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. It's the Fall Spirit Drive. We are in day 3 of our 3-day drive. This is your time to call 614-459-4820. You can give online, stgabrielradio.com. Don't miss this opportunity to support the station we know you love, we know you listen to. You're listening now. I'm joined by Deacon Jeff Hurdley from St. Mark as we are honoring our deacons. And Deacon Hurdley, the phones have been lighting up during that clip. So let me thank Hal and Linda from St. Mark's. St. Mark's, woohoo, there's your parish. And they are, yeah, it's beautiful. Hal and Linda are increasing their sustaining membership. So they are hearing that call to step forward. They've been a supporter of Catholic Radio. They're increasing their gift. This drive, they say they love St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, that it's faithful. Yes, faithful teaching, faithful to the church and to Jesus Christ. And that's why they listen. That's a great reason to listen and even more importantly to give during the Spirit Drive. I want to say thank you to Ada at Mount Vernon for her gift. And she's giving in memory of her husband, Charles Jacobs. God rest his soul. Ada, thank you for honoring your husband. A beautiful way to honor someone in your life, someone maybe who has passed, maybe for a big occasion coming up, an anniversary, a birthday, something special. So
Elizabeth,
thank you. Yes.
Can I give a shout-out challenge?
Sure can. Please do.
Well, we have a wonderful pastor at St. Mark here, Father Peter Gideon, who
I love
is beyond
him.
The age of retirement. And Father Pete continues to labor on, like so many of our priests who've reached that age of retirement, and yet they continue to labor on so that we could have the Eucharist, which Father Ricardo's talking about here, and give us that opportunity to receive the Blessed Sacrament. So I want to challenge folks to give in thanks for priests like Father Pete who continue to labor on, and encourage people to, again, call 614-459-4820 to make their pledge.
Thank you so much for that challenge. So St. Mark's, we're challenging you. I love I love Father Pete. Know him through Marriage Encounter, another thing that he has carried solo for many, many decades. So in honor of Father Pete Gideon, I want to hear from St. Mark's calling 614-459-4820. As Deacon Hurdley just said, he's challenging Lancaster out there. So, and also another call that had come in, Deacon, is Richard, and he is calling from Cincinnati. So here's your example that we don't just reach Central Ohio, but through the grace of technology that God has provided, this person is listening from Cincinnati. And he is giving a gift. He says, St. Gabriel is a trustworthy source for the news. Amen, brother. And he loves Catholic Answers. in particular. So awesome. We are chugging along great for our gifts. We have 31 total gifts remaining. That's, we're looking still for 14 sustaining memberships at $20 or more a month. A leadership gift of two leadership gifts between now and one for $1,000. A gold leadership gift of $5,000, looking for one of those, and one business member. So Deacon Hurdley, that amazing clip by Father Ricardo on the Eucharist, what hit you in particular?
Well, first, I think I'm sobered by the statistics and the magnitude of misunderstanding about the sacrament. And, you know, I think when we hear that, we naturally want to go, well, how did this happen? What's the cause of this problem? And that's understandable. And there's probably a huge dose of poor catechesis, perhaps a growing lack of faith in the revelation of God, or maybe even just simple neglect in the sense that we just assume that people understand the teaching of the church and never really address the issue. You know, I think these are things that are before us, but we just have to teach on this topic. We just have to do that. And it's one of the reasons why I'm so delighted by Bishop Brennan's Real Presence Initiative, because he's focusing us on the Eucharist and on the teaching of the Church, which is wonderful.
Yeah, that is a great program. You know, and St. Gabriel Catholic Radio does so much in teaching us about the sacraments, particularly the Eucharist. There are so many great talks like this one that we just heard about the Eucharist. And so here we are catechized and we're evangelized. We can proclaim the truth. And I find it so interesting, Deacon, that the Holy Communion is in the secular news as politicians banter back and forth who can receive or who can't. So you just see this is a perfect opportunity for us as Catholics to witness, well, do you know that the Eucharist is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ? You know, this gives us a doorway for conversation, don't you think?
Oh, I do. And, you know, I think that people tend to focus on the arguments about the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, and then even go into other issues, like political issues or current events of the day, and focus on these things and have a tendency, I think, to really miss the heart of what's going on here, which is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is bidding us to come to Him personally when we come to communion. I think that's what is so special about this, is that we don't come to a symbol or an idea. We come to a person. We come to the Lord Jesus. And every time we do that, we accept anew His gift of mercy and forgiveness and renew our covenant with Him personally. And I think that that is what is so powerfully at stake in this issue here, is that we need to make sure that people understand that it's not a doctrine that we're talking about or ideas that we're talking about or issues of the day. We're talking about the Lord Himself and coming to Him personally, surrendering ourselves to Him anew.
Yes, and He's made Himself so accessible to us. You know, back in the early church, you know, or in the Jewish tradition, you know, the Holy of Holies, you couldn't get in there, right? You couldn't. But now in every Catholic church around the world, we can go to the tabernacle and spend time in adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, and we can receive daily His body, blood, soul, and divinity. He's so, what an intimate way to come to us into our own bodies and so in such a vulnerable way. You know, He's so, like, in a vulnerable way there in that form, and so accessible. So it's such a gift. Maybe you want to give in honor of the Eucharist and what it means to you here at the Falls Spirit Drive at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, 614-459-4820. We would love to hear from you. We have another gift that has come in, actually, from St. Mark. So I definitely want to tell you about this one, Deacon Hurdley, because that is your parish. And this is Barbara. And Barbara over at St. Mark's, this is awesome. She has just given a leadership gift. That is, hear those horns. Praise God. The horns are blowing. That is a huge gift. Barbara, thank you so much. She says she's giving in honor of Pastor Pete Gideon and Deacon Hurdley at St. Mark's. So isn't that beautiful?
Yes,
and the generosity touches my heart so much. So I want to say thank you to Barbara from St. Mark's. What a beautiful gift. I want to say thank you also to Ada at Mount Vernon. She's just given another gift. This is so cool. And I've seen this happen where people will call and they'll give a gift. And then like the Holy Spirit just prompts them to like, wait, I could do more. Let me, you know, because they may just think about their finances and say, you know what? I can do more. And so she has just given another gift. She's so on fire. And she wants to give in honor of Deacon Eric Wright. And he'll be my guest next half hour. So she especially loves, she loves all the programming, but especially she loves Father Daly. And that's from our own diocese. And he's doing so much for our diocese. So the local programs, the national programs. And we thank you, Ada from Mount Vernon. And as we're kind of wrapping up this half hour, Deacon Hurdley, how has Catholic Radio helped you personally and as a deacon?
Well, first of all, I think that Catholic Radio is fantastic because you all work to spread the good news of the gospel, and the Lord promised us that when His word goes out, it will not return to Him empty-handed. So I am just enriched by that, by the good work of St. Gabriel Radio. And also, the catechesis that is provided is wonderful. Programs like Call to Communion, so good at catechesis and apologetics, and I always benefit personally from listening to programs like that.
I totally agree. We have done so much good damage to our total of goals. It's awesome. We were looking at 40 at the beginning of the hour. We have 29 total gifts we're looking for between now and 1 p.m., and we are looking for 14 sustaining members in those givings. We're looking for one more leadership. We just got one. One more leadership gift at $1,000. A gold leader. I'd love to see this come in. $5,000. We're looking for one of those and a business member. So, Deacon, I'm going to ask you to leave us your blessing, and please do continue praying for this effort. So will you leave us your blessing, please?
Sure. Yeah, let's pray. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, on this day when we remember a great catechist and doctor of the Church, St. Robert Bellarmine, we pray through his intercession for a resurgence of a faithful and true catechesis on the Lord Jesus' real presence in the Eucharist. And we pray for a renewed desire among the faithful to draw near to you in adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. And if we may be so bold, Lord, we pray for a reunification of all Christians throughout the world through a growing desire to receive you in the gift of the Eucharist. Come, Lord Jesus, and bless us with your presence, for we ask this in your name, trusting in your great goodness and love. Amen. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Deacon Jeff Hurdley from St. Mark's. Send my love to Father Pete Gideon. Up next,
okay,
we have Deacon Eric Wright. This is Elizabeth Ficicelli. I'll be back right after the break.
Hi, this is Janet Williams from EWTN's Women of Grace. Catholic Radio continues to be a spiritual lifeline for the faithful, the curious, and the searching. Catholic Radio offers something for every stage of someone's faith journey, but we can't do it without you. Please consider a gift to this station at whatever level you are able, and join us in reaching souls, deepening faith, and converting hearts.
Thanks, Jeanette. Please give us a call right now at 614-459-4820. Or go online to stgabrielradio.com.
Sarah clubs throughout the world pray for and support the priesthood and consecrated religious life. Please join in our prayer for the perseverance of vocations.
O God, you have constituted your only begotten Son, supreme and eternal priest, for the glory of your majesty and the salvation of mankind. Grant that those whom he has chosen ministers and dispensers of his mysteries may be found faithful in fulfilling the ministry they have received. Amen.
For information on the two Sarah clubs in the Diocese of Columbus and the ways in which we promote vocations to the priesthood and consecrated religious life, go to saracolumbus.org. That's SERRA Columbus.org.
My Jesus, before you ascended into heaven, you prayed that we would all be one, as you and your Father are one. But today, Lord, we seem more divided than ever. We are divided over political beliefs, gender, religion, ethnicity, color, and economic status. It is a division that cuts deeply, even through our closest relationships. you have warned us, Lord, that a house divided against itself cannot stand. Help me to remember that you are the cornerstone of this house, that your priest